Our readings for tonight are from Isaiah 41, verses 13 and 14. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob, little Israel, do not fear, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And then over to the New Testament in Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 to 17. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh, to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good evening, and it is good to be here with everyone again tonight. And this rain, it was, as we were praying about the rain, I just thought, you know, a little bit of rain brings real freshness and life. And I think we just need to think of God's Spirit in the same way that we would just ask God to, sprinkle his presence into our lives so that we can just feel that life within us and that we can be excited about that, because you can sure tell when it... You guys all look different than you did in January. Let me just put it that way. It is good to be here with you on a nice sunny day full of life and green. Well, you caught me at an interesting time, or I'm using this time to kind of do a little road trip. I'm on my way to Jasper, actually, and I'm going to go visit my old pastor. When I was there, I went to a couple years of high school there, and then my family lived there for a while, and he gave me my first opportunity to preach. So you may not like him, or maybe you do, I don't know. But I'm going to go say hi to him and have lunch with him tomorrow. But my greatest fear tonight is that I'm going to walk back out in that parking lot. I'm going to forget which vehicle I'm driving, because I don't usually drive the van. And then I'm just going to wander around the parking lot wondering who took my truck. And so, but I think I'll be okay. And I also want to thank you for your prayers about clearing my mind. I said my mind's like a steel trap. Unfortunately, it's just rusted open usually. So, But hopefully, that God will just use this time to direct us in his way and his word. I also want to thank you for reading those scriptures. Now, you'll notice that the scripture tonight was from Romans, and that is one jam-packed piece of scripture. And I just want to alleviate any fears that we're not going to delve into all of it. And I have a little story that might show you what how we'll deal with that one. Because a few years back, well, actually, it was closer to about 22 years ago, I went over to Nepal for the first time. And my wife was, or my fiance at that, well, no, she just my girlfriend at that time. Oh, man, I got to get all this right. But I went over to see Naomi because I knew that if we got married, it was living overseas was going to be part of our life together. And I'd never been to outside of going to New Zealand. I never traveled really anywhere. And then to go to a developing world or a country was going to be a new experience. And so I'm heading over there. And as I'm getting ready, she said, hey, can you get some clothes and bring over here? Because you could just bless these kids in this orphanage. So I said, sure. Well, I got a whack load of clothes. And then what do I do with them? And you had weight restrictions on your luggage. So I took all the clothes I had and rolled them so tightly and intricately and placed them into this duffel bag. And it was like the seams were just about to split. But I think I even put a belt around the middle of it just to hold everything together. And as we're lining up to go down and to get on our plane, I got called to the side. And the security guard said, you are a random luggage check tonight. And I was just like, oh no. Because my luggage was fine because I didn't have too much in my bag, but this other bag was just jam-packed. And so she opened up my bag and said, oh, no problem. And then she said, now can you open that bag up? And I'm like, oh, if she starts pulling stuff out, I don't know if I'm going to get it back in there. And I remember she unzipped this bag and said, and I said, well, it's just clothes for an orphanage. And she just looked at it and she said, oh, my. And then she went like this. Dun, 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 dun. And, I mean, and her fingers went in about that far because it was jam-packed. And she said, that'll be fine. And she just zipped it back up. So I was thankful that God answered my prayers. But then on the other side, I was like, I could have been carrying a bomb in there and she wouldn't even have checked it and figured it out. Anyway, so tonight that piece of scripture is like that bag. It's packed full of stuff. But we're going to only take out about 6 or 7 things and just look at them. And we'll see what God has to say to that. But before we get there, I know we've prayed a lot, but I'm just going to pray for our time because I just feel so much better when I just enter into this with God. So Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and the blessing that it's been to me as I've been studying it. And not just that I've learned, but that I apply it to my life, that I hear what you have to say to me. And I just ask that you would be with us now and that it would speak to us and that we would be moved by your word and to live by your word and to know, I think in the end, that we are known by you and loved by you. So thank you, Father, for this time. And just bless this time in your name. Amen. So I wanted just to speak. Well, we're only a couple of days away from Mother's Day. And I know Mother's Day can be a joyous day, but it can also carry a lot of pain and hurt, maybe feeling alone or things have changed. And, you know, I mean, even think of our friend Yvonne Weber, whose life has just changed in the last few weeks. And, I mean, you know, just it's just different. And you suddenly celebrate a day without that looks different. Her husband wasn't around to celebrate Mother's Day with her, wasn't around to say Happy Mother's Day. And by the way, Yvonne is doing great. She's got great neighbors and is just really being cared for by family and friends. And so we can thank the Lord for that. But I know that it comes with, it can come with a lot of just stuff. And so tonight, I would actually like to direct this message to the women in our crowd here tonight, into the congregation. And not that the men are going to be ignored, because there's a lot in here for all of us. But men, I want you to be prayerfully listening. And as you hear things, I want you to pray for the women that are in this congregation, the women in your lives, other women who need to hear this message of love of God. And to need to be encouraged, because there is a lot of pressure and there's a lot of the world tries to shape us all. But especially, I think, for women, it can be very difficult at times. So I want this to be a message of encouragement to you. And as we read through this and talk a little bit, may you just know that God loves you so dearly. But to begin with, I want to, because I think for women, sometimes this is what happens. There's a sense that they feel ignored or maybe not even heard. Or sometimes, as one lady was sharing with me the other day, I feel like I've become invisible. And I just thought, wow, what a feeling to feel that no one cares. You don't have a place. You don't have a career. What defines you? And so we had a long conversation about that. And in a lot of ways, it can lead to fear of who am I? Where do I fit? My cousin, her husband was a good Mennonite boy that grew up in sort of the lower mainland of BC. And he and his brothers were, and the cousin, boy cousins, were little connivers and kind of scoundrelly at times. And one time they were at a family function, and it was on one of the family farms. And so the parents and everybody's having a big picnic and meeting around. And then, you know, after lunch, the kids are like, can we go play in the barn? Sure, go play in the barn. So they all ran off to the barn. And while they were there, the boys convinced these three girl cousins to get on the sling that carries hay into the barn. And so it's a sling, just picks it up on the outside, lifts it up, and carries the inside. So they got them to get on the sling, and then they lifted them up and told them how much fun it was going to be. And then they got them up in the air, and then they tied off the rope, and then they all left. So there's three girls left in this barn all by themselves. It's big and it's scary. And they started to scream for help. Well, the boys went back to the parents, and the parents said, what are the girls screaming about? Oh, it's nothing. They're just having a screaming contest. And said nobody was listening to them. And that screaming contest continued for about an hour and a half before somebody little wisened up a little bit and realized that maybe there was something nefarious underfoot. And so the boys got a little bit of a stern talking to, and the girls were rescued. But that's sometimes what fear can look like, where we are pleading and pleading and pleading and are just trying to find somebody to listen to us, somebody to hear us, somebody to acknowledge us and know it. And the people of Israel were much like that. There was often times where they felt insignificant. There were times when they felt overwhelmed by the situation that was around them. There were even times when they felt that God wasn't listening to them anymore. But the thing was, it wasn't that God had walked away from them, but they had walked away from God. But yet, we read in Isaiah these words, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand, and I say to you, do not fear. I will help you. And ladies, I want to encourage you that at those moments when you may feel that you are just feel invisible or feel maybe not listened to or insignificant or maybe taken advantage of. I don't know. But what you need to remember is that God loves you. And he says, do not fear. So he doesn't say that, though, just to make us feel good. He says that with the authority of Creator and Sustainer as our Lord and Savior. And you need to hold on to that. And then he talks about it, says, you are small, Jacob, Israel. You are the so small and insignificant. And yet I am your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.